Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, wives.
Once you have kids, if you're a working mother, if you're a stay-at-home mother, if, you know, you're married but you don't have kids, and there's a lot that goes into that role.
I like to look at the role of any partnership or relationship relevant to that relationship.
A wife might also be referred to as a spouse. The term continues to be applied to a woman who has separated from her partner and ceases to be applied to such a woman only when her marriage has come to an end following a legally recognized divorce or the death of her spouse. However, as usual, Let's Talk, we will discuss this in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. I'd like to welcome to the house, first and foremost, our intern in the house. For the very first time in Let's Talk, Salim, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me.
And also, of course, the usual, my colleague, Tatenda Gumbo. Welcome back.
Hello, everyone.
And the one and only Henok Fente. Welcome back, Henok.
Thank you for having me again, Sunday. Hello, everyone.
Whether it's long hours spent waiting at the hair salon, whether it is waiting while she shops, whether it is waiting for her makeup so she can get back in the car, wives always have to be loved. Don't we love that? And men, we don't have to understand that. Well, I spoke to my colleague, Deirdre Marie McIntosh, and I wanted to know, what does the saying, happy wife, happy life, means to her?
So I believe that as the wife, as Proverbs 31 says, that we want to be a virtuous woman, and to be he who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Oh, yeah. That's what the Bible says. That's
yes,
true.
It does.
Okay.
And so, therefore, I believe in having a strong faith and foundation in the home, and to that the two, husband and wife, she should see him as the head of the household.
Okay.
And there's no weakness in submission.
Oh, okay.
Because it takes a strong woman to be submissive.
Oh, okay. Now, let me ask you this. That's the nice part. We find women every day saying that, you know what, if I pay the bills, I wear the pants. If I am making more money than my husband, then I have to have the say in this place. Now, what do you tell those who believe that? How do you put those together? Being a professional woman, maybe you make more money than your husband. And also, there's this submissive part. How does that work out?
Well, again, if you have the strong foundation of faith and you believe and trust in God, or you trust that you and your husband have the same faith in the same God or the same spiritual entity, that you believe that he is not only submissive to you, or he's being submissive to God, and God calls him to cover his family. So therefore, if he is your husband, he has the best interest for you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So why is there a problem if he says that we should do this and he is looking out for us as a family or a spouse or, you know, as a wife?
Right. And there's also this notion whereby when a wife is a housewife, that's a whole different dynamic sometimes, that you are a housewife. You're making sure the home is taken care of and the kids, and the husband, of course, is working. Now, do you think some men take advantage of that?
Some men.
Okay, some men.
Some men. Not all.
Okay.
Not my husband.
Okay. So what do you call on husbands for a situation that a woman is housewife? Do you think they have so many responsibilities, and it's like, what do we need to do, or what do husbands should do out there for such a situation in life?
Well, I think it's not so much that a household at the like right now, especially here in the United States, that it's a shared load.
Right.
We do, you know, some days, some days, like last night, my husband cooked.
Okay.
He cooked, though.
Okay.
It wasn't as good as mine.
Right.
But he cooked.
But he cooked. Okay.
And then the day before, he washed.
Okay.
But he forgot to do the next step.
Okay.
But at least I appreciate the intent.
Right.
So as long as he's trying to do something, if it's just a little bit, every little thing is a blessing.
No, are you telling me people say for ladies or for wives or for women is the little things that count? Is that the truth, really? Is that the diamonds every day?
What? It is worth
the cars?
All of it. You know, what do they say? The love languages. There's five love languages. Mine is service.
Really?
Don't give me a gift. We can spend quality time.
Okay.
But if you do some service, vacuum the floor, wash the clothes, cook the meal, happy wife, happy life.
Thank you, Deirdre Mari McIntosh. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we are discussing wives. Back to the studio. So let me first start with Tatenda. You are a single lady, but of course, as a single lady, I'm sure you're aspiring that one day you will get married, and if you get married, you'll have a husband and you will be called a wife. So what do you think is the most important role of a wife in any family?
Wow. Okay.
She is not even thinking about it. That's why she's single. This is him taking everybody.
No
by the way.
I am thinking about it. I think the single most important role as a wife would be planning and structure. I think that as a wife, there's a lot that goes on. And like you said in the beginning, there are so many different roles that women are now taking that, you know, there has to be a lot of structure and planning. And once you have kids, if you're a working mother, if you're a stay-at-home mother, if, you know, you're married but you don't have kids, and there's a lot that goes into that role. So I would say planning and structure is probably most important in my view.
In your view. Okay, that's great. I understand that. And I think it's very important because we have this saying that goes by, a man is the head of the household and a woman is the heart of the house. So you cannot function with one without the other. I am a married man, and I can really attend to that I cannot function without the heart or without my wife. So we have to like tag team and do the things that we need to do every day. Anyway, Salem, our intern in the house, she's a married woman, so she may be able to tell us very well about her experience and what does she think a role of a woman being a wife.
Well, I like to look at the role of any partnership or relationship relevant to that relationship. I think that that should be an understanding that needs to happen between the people who are involved in that relationship. So the role and responsibility is defined based on societal structure, unfortunately, existing societal cultures, and in Africa, it varies from one country to another. But as societies evolve and the role of women in general, be they wives or spouses of any kind of relationship, they become contributors to the household, and it varies depending on their participation in their communities.
Okay. Well, it varies according to Salem. So it depends where you're coming from, Ethiopia, or you're coming from Tanzania or Nigeria or from any other part of the world, that your role could be different. Some places women are head of household, some places are not. So what do you think, Hanok? You are not a married man also, but you are, maybe you're heading there, maybe not. But tell me, what do you think?
We're all heading there.
Okay, good.
Well, Sunday, I second touche to Salem. Really, the relationship is defined by the people who are involved in the relationship. It can be marriage between a man and a man and a man, a woman and a woman. It doesn't matter what shape or form the relationship takes. What's important is marriage is consent, an agreement between two people, and they define their own relationships. And, of course, society, economic status, and other factors might play in. But depending on their context, this is up to the couple who are involved in that relationship to decide. So I agree with Salim.
Okay.
The saying goes, husband is the head of the house and wife is the heart of the household. But without wives, can husbands really succeed? Well, for those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, in our Washington studio with Henok Fente, Salem, and Tatenda Gumbo. Right now, we are discussing wives. Wives are loving caretakers, helpers, advisors, and of course, in some cases, they cook, clean, feed kids, doing house chores. But being a wife is not just about that. It's a commitment. And are these duties only for the wives or to be shared? And what really makes a wife happy? Sharing or a title? I spoke to Sozi Nahutwa from Tanzania, and I wanted to know, what is her role as a wife?
Right now, women can have it all. Meaning, okay. You know, they can have professions, and if they still, I mean, they can have professions and still be wives at home.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I mean, that's only if they want to do both. But I don't think they should be, I don't want to say forced, but they shouldn't be forced to work and be at home, being the primary caregiver at home, meaning taking care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a woman should be able to go to work, have her professional, and come home, and with the help of the husband, together as a team, take care of the family.
Okay. Together as a team. That's the key right there. Together as a team.
Yeah, together as a team. Especially if you have a woman who has a career, mm-hmm. like myself. I went to school. I went to school not to be just a home full-time, 100%. No, I spent money and my time and my effort and my energy to get where I am, not just to be at home, not just to raise kids. No, I want to have it all. I want to, you know, have... be able to go to work and have my career. And also, yes, as I said earlier, I'm still very traditional. I still believe, yes, I can go to work and I can still come home, take care of the kids. But because at the same time, if we both are working, when I come home, yes, we can help each other.
Okay. But do you think women are having problems with the compromise, especially when it comes to kids and work, especially when we say, you know, woman is the heart of the house, but the husband is the head of the house. So women maybe sometimes have to be submissive. Is that something maybe women find it difficult sometimes?
I think that depends on the person. How far as far as being submissive you can go. Personally, I don't have a problem being submissive. As I say, I'm very traditional.
Right.
I have a career. Also, even right now, I'm a single parent in a single household. I have a house. I have my child. Of course, I have I have a caregiver who watches my son when I go to work. But still, I don't want that caregiver to cook for my son. I don't. I work 8 to 5. By the time I get home, it's 5:30. I want to get home and cook for my son myself. I enjoy that. That's me. I enjoy. So that would have been the same thing maybe if I was married with somebody.
Thank you, Sozi Nahutua from Tanzania. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing wives.
Let me go back to Salem. It depends on the relationship. I understand that. However, for you, as a person, you experience as a woman, you know, Valentine comes around, you know, every other day comes around. What is so special that you think the day you said, I do, that you felt different from other days? What was so special about being a wife?
I don't really think about a relationship as someone giving me a title. The commitment starts when you, I mean, the title starts when you make a commitment with someone, okay, to spend a significant amount of time together, to do things that complement each other's growth, to support them in any endeavor, be it career-wise or personal growth-wise. And then you make decisions that, you know, whether having children or other responsibilities that come with the commitment that you make, change the relationship. And if you think about, like, the existing marital status, having a title, what comes with that structurally in societies is benefits because you live together, all these things that come together, that come as a result of having that title, that having a paper or official statement of officiating between the people you love, officiating to everyone that you know, is what title means to me in general. But commitment starts before the day you say, I do.
Okay.
Commitment starts when you say, I'm going to spend my life with this person. I'm going to grow old with this person. This person's a supports my beliefs and supports and thinks about my growth as a person, and I do the same. You reciprocate that kind of thinking and being with that person. That's what the title means to me.
Okay, wonderful. Now, you know, we'll talk about what you think to tender, since you don't have this title, but I think also it's something that...
Thank you. Third time you pointed that out. Third time. Okay,
yeah, there's always time for that. And they say, I always hear people saying that, you know what, girls before marriage, they always dream of that prince they will meet one day and who will become their husband, and they can call a husband, he gotta be special, right? He gotta be whatever, you know, everyone has their own thinking and all that. So is this something that lingers through your mind as a lady all the time, or you think this is like men do this all the time as well? Because men and women are different. We are from Mars, women are from Venus. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know about that. We're all from Earth. Planet Earth.
It's a saying, okay? It's a saying.
I think I'm going to disappoint the masses, okay, and just say that I've never been that kind of girl who fantasized about, you know, I'm going to have the wedding dress and how my wedding is going to be. I do look forward to that, okay, when I, you know, when that time comes, and I'm very excited about it. But I'm very realistic, and I look at people around me and see what they've done or what they've gone through in their marriages or in their relationships. And as much as I want to say that the whole fairy tale thing is amazing and it's beautiful, and I think that's what we're fed as girls. And, you know, as we grow up, we're told this is what it's going to be like when you, it's time for you to get married and you should be ready for this and you're going to be a wife. And to me, it's just like, come on, guys. But I do appreciate it, though. But I personally am still looking for Prince Charming, but he might not be a prince. I want him to be like in a suit or something, you know, walking down the street, you know, you know.
What about sitting right next to you?
I think what I'm sensing is everybody is thinking about compatibility.
Yes, and absolutely.
Exactly, all that, right. There's all that. So, hey, what about you? What do you think, my friend? You are a single man. But anyway, do you think that having a wife, as people say, is the very best thing to have and is wonderful and will complement you in your life at all?
I don't think about having a wife. That's not a thought that I entertain right now. But, I mean, in all seriousness. Okay, yeah, so we might be headed that way or not. It's what works for everybody. For some people, they want to take it to the next level. They want to have the legal commitment or promise one another, you know, forever and all that fairy tale. I think it's a fairy tale. It might work for some people. It doesn't work for everyone. So my take and my understanding on marriage or relationship. I'd rather call it a relationship. You don't need to be married to have a family. You don't need to be married, legally bounded, to find the person that you want to be with, somebody who helps you grow every day, somebody that you choose to be with every day without any kind of obligation or sense that, oh, if I'm not with this person, then there will be you might lose that status. You're married, then you're divorced. People fear that, and for that, people choose to leave. Some people choose to leave in abusive relationships at the same time, which is so rampant in many households in Africa, elsewhere. Now, for me personally, I think...
So it don't work for you, basically?
Well, I'm not saying it doesn't work for me. Maybe it may go that route. I haven't defined it yet. I don't like defining my life and my relationship in such a way that this is the way it should be. Okay. Yes, it was the way it worked out for my parents, and there's reasons for that. And there is we have a different context. We live in a different environment. We have different sets of values, and economically also, more and more women are getting empowered. So the relationships that existed 100 years ago are not the same relationships that exist now. So these are things that come into play. But okay. Personally for me, it's just how the relationship
is. Can I add to that?
Okay.
I want to just say that for me, in African standard, I won't tell my age, but I should be married with probably about 2 or 3 kids at this point. So I think what he's saying is true, that, you know, looking at the standard of life and the way that things are changing, whether you're here in the U.S., whether you're in Zimbabwe, you're in Senegal, you're in Nigeria, doesn't matter. I think there's a level of consciousness in what is a relationship, what is a marriage, and how you get to that. There's nothing wrong with being a single woman of a certain age. Now, our grandmothers and mothers might be a little sad about it. You know, my mom is always like, so when is he coming? And I'm like, I don't know. We got to find him. But, you know, but the mere fact, but, you know, it's the point that it's okay, that my peers are okay with it. And I have peers who are married, I have peers who are single, I have peers who are in involved relationships, some who have kids, but it's just all about whatever is okay. And it's, a lot of it is okay, and, you know, you don't really necessarily feel judged as I think you used to at this point in time.
Okay.
So, yes.
Well, hold it right there. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30. UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be right back.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante, AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this, whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing wives. Okay, when I spoke about wives, we're just looking at not 50 Shades of Grey here. For those who have watched the movie or read the book, but we're talking about having a wife, and what does a wife do, and what is this all about? When you say I'm a wife, you know, I'm a married woman, oh no, what does it really mean? So, Tatenda, you've expressed yourself very well. I got your point, and of course, Salem. But I just want to hear from you, Salem. The world is changing, as we all see. But do you think being a professional woman, are you going to be a threat to your relationship?
Okay, first I'd like to address the question about being threatened. If men are threatened because you contribute to the same household that they're living in, you are in the wrong relationship.
Preach this stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah. I like but women who it's make not money, to say, man. It's not to say, it's not to say that there's not a gap in that. Even when women are working the same amount of time and hour, sometimes they're not really compensated enough. So even there are structural things that contribute to avoiding that threat you're just mentioning. That's another issue for another day, another topic.
Right.
But sticking to, okay, what's happening here for professional women, you know, contributing the same amount of time or even money to the household. The dynamic changes when there are children involved, for instance.
Oh, yes.
But as I said, the premise is flawed to begin with for me, because I think that if somebody's threatened with a woman working or advancing her career, she's not really in the right relationship.
Mm-hmm. And to tend to
get out of it is what I'll say.
We see a lot of women, professional women, and also single. And some people say, you know what, it's because these men are now getting threatened and they feel like it's not the right thing to do. Maybe, I don't know. Is this inferiority complex in men when this happens?
Absolutely. But I also think that I'm that woman. I'm the professional woman who is dating. And I think it's all about who you're picking also. You know, you have to understand that you have to rise to that level, or you have to find someone who's at that level with you. You can't say to yourself, well, I'm a professional woman and I want to live this life, and then go find a guy who has those traditional values or has those particular views in regards to what he wants as a wife, because for you, it's not going to match. Mm-hmm. So it's about finding that level and that balance to say, okay, if I want to be a professional woman, I want to live that life. And when I get married, I want to have my relationship this kind of way. That means that you need to find someone or date people who are okay with that, or who are not threatened by it, or who necessarily don't really care about it that way. So if you date a man who says to you, well, I want my wife to stay at home when the kids are born, and you're like, no, thank you, I'd rather go to work. I want to take care of the kids, but I want to still maintain my professional career, then that's not the guy for you. And if you guys are getting married, I'm not coming to your wedding, because it just is pointless, you know? And so, and it makes the pickings a bit harder, of course. You know, it's hard being a professional woman trying to date and find people on that level with you. But it's also necessary because you want to have that longevity in your marriage or in your relationship. Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure that the people that you're dating are on that same view as you. So it's, you know.
Thank you, guys. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program, The Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time. Our listener out there, Tumba Kanoka, it is time to give us your input.
Well, the important thing is, as a wife, you're like the second mother to the man. So all men need a second man, because there's love in there, caring. They cook for you. They make sure everything is running out good in the household. That's the most important thing of a wife.
And thank you to our listener, Tumba Kanoka, who shared her views with us. And that's it for our show on Wives. A big thank you to our guests, my colleague Deirdre Mary McIntosh and Sozi Nahutra from Tanzania. Thank you also to my colleagues, Henok Fente and Tatenda Gumbo, and of course our intern, Salim. Jackson Vunganyi is our producer. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a voicemail. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be celebrities. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday.